and a happy Friday to all Hank fans and family.
Today.
To choose to celebrate it right here.
I love it.
It's a Friday. Who couldn't? Sixth day of the third month of 2026. We're 65 into this thing and even 300 left on the calendar. We will, whether we like to or not, spring forward 2 a.m. Sunday this weekend. Get up.
Thank you.
Make sure to set all the clocks at 2 a.m. promptly. 1:58, I would give yourself a couple of minutes to wake up.
I don't know how that's any
of them. You can go back to sleep. You can get there.
Isn't there tech to do this for us now? Doesn't everything do everything? Because we can't handle this as people?
Not on microwaves. Nope. That is the most fragile clock in the entire house. If there's even a slight power surge, microwave is like, I'm done. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, and his good friend, the oven, is like, excuse me. Yeah. No, I can't handle this. I'm going to blink out.
That's why I don't use the oven. 11 days until St. Patrick's Day and 32 until Easter. Today is otherwise known as Employee Appreciation Day.
Oh, what if we lost our name tags from Name Tag Day yesterday? Are we still appreciated or are we just getting like the loser bucket?
That's why I don't go upstairs. I've been here a little bit. There's a fair amount of people I still don't know their names. Just give a, hey, what's up, Barry? Hey,
what's up there, sport?
Turns out her name was Tracy.
Oh, champ.
Yeah, I went with Barry.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was a bold choice, Cotton. It's National Oreo Day.
Oh.
And combined with National Dentists Day. So eat a bunch of Oreos before you go to your dental appointment today. They will thank you.
I had a crown last week.
Yeah.
Again.
Of course you did.
Mm.
Oh, you mean on your tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, no, it's not a tiara, but if you are debating about what to do in life, kids, go with dental.
Mm-hmm.
Go with dental.
And don't try to just brush like right beforehand because you're not fooling them at all. It's not gonna, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I say go with the Oreo thing. Go with a different approach.
You
shocking
can't really
off.
Go wrong.
Shocking off.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Dr. Booski? It is National Frozen Food Day.
I do love the freezer.
It's National Dress Day.
You're not wearing one.
No, but I did dress accordingly.
Bonus round.
For public. White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Okay. Isn't that just a regular cheesecake? Because white chocolate's just kind of vanilla, isn't it?
No, that was my nickname in college. Not white chocolate, cheesecake.
Vanilla Buck?
That was it right there. Yeah.
JB?
That's my nickname now. And middle name Pride Day.
The notorious L.E.E. Esta aquí.
You just take some banana bread over there? What happened? All right.
That's my middle name, Heather Lee.
On this date in history, things happen. Mine's William, by the way.
K-Will.
No.
I like it. Kenny.
I had a PD one time that said, hey, why don't we call you Kenny Buck? No.
Ooh.
How about Kenny Bill? No.
No.
I'm not working for you.
Okay.
And then I didn't. And they're out of the business. On this date in history, it was on this date, 13-day siege came to an end. The invasion and subsequent fall of the Alamo. We remember it, of course. They will be certainly doing stuff down there in San Antonio. 1899, aspirin was patented.
Mm-hmm. I do still appreciate the aspirin.
1902, the Census Bureau was established.
I'm going to count. I need to count. Let's count everybody.
Dayton, it's Oreo Cookie Day because Nabisco busted out the Oreo cookie 1912.
Good job.
It was a ripoff of something called the Hydrox cookie.
Ooh. And who won that battle?
Oreo. Oh. They float, by the way. It's Frozen Dinner Day because frozen dinners came out on this date in 1930. It was invented by Swanson because they had leftover turkeys from the past Thanksgiving and they could freeze them for 1 year and they couldn't figure out what to do with it. So, you're welcome. I know. Very
I think I
little
ate
about
some of
a
those
lot.
Turkeys in a frozen pot pie in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. 1950, Silly Putty was invented. Muhammad Ali changes his name to Muhammad Ali from Cassius Clay in 1964. 81, Walter Cronkite signs off. And that's the way it is. Lethal Weapon comes out in theaters, 1987.
Is it a Christmas movie?
No.
Okay. Oh, wait, is that the other? Oh, that's the Die Hard. Yeah, they're all kind of the same.
No, it's not. And man, the Big Lebowski came out in theaters on this date. He's just trying to get his rug back, man. 1998. Notable birth dates. Michelangelo, born on this date. He's the silliest turtle, 1475. And happy birthday to the great Bob Wills. Tex. Got a full weekend slate of birthdays. Starting, he's 35 today. Rapper Tyler, the Creator.
Does he have a podcast?
Probably.
That's what all the people do, isn't it?
I don't know. He's not an influencer. He's a creator.
Okay.
Or it doesn't say content creator. It just says creator.
He needs to really update that LinkedIn.
Shaquille O'Neal is 54 today.
Is North DJ Texan, Diesel. Essentially. Is he not?
Yeah, I'd love to be there. It's happy birthday for Buzz. Happy 54 today.
D.L. Hughley, Ayatollah, 63. Tom Arnold, 67. Remember him?
6'7".
Stedman Graham, Oprah's side piece, is 75.
That's my boyfriend.
David Gilmore of Pink Floyd is 80.
Whoa.
And Martin Cove, who I guess is still John Kreese, Cobra Kai of Karate Kid fame, is 80. He's had an interesting year. Tomorrow, Pam from The Office. Jenna Fisher is 52. Actor Peter Skarsgård is 55. Rachel Weisz, 56. These are fun names. Wanda Sykes, 62. E.L. James, your procurer and author of 50 Shades of Grey, is 63.
I tried to read those books. So weird.
I'm going to get some mileage out of that. Taylor Dane is 64 tomorrow.
Tell it to her heart.
Bryan Cranston is 70. That's a good tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Benny Blanco is 38, the hubby of Selena Gomez.
They're so in love.
Man, it's kind of gross. Kat Von D, tattooist, is 44. Freddie Prinze Jr., 50. Mickey Dolenz, the last of the monkeys, is 81. And today, we got a lot of Hank fan birthdays. Psycho Dave, birthday today. Former Hank FMer, Ronnie Moore. Love Ronnie. And the great Billy T. Woo! Cousin Billy, happy birthday today.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.